Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Dog, who of course is psychic, and I am just thrilled to death to be here or live with you. I want to say hello to everyone. I see you, Candy. Thank goodness you came, because I've tried to put the chat room up and I'm having the same issue. I think Blog Talk doesn't like 8:30 shows, so I thought we had this resolved, but again, I am so sorry to everyone. I cannot get chat up. It was up and then it goes right down. So either they're having technical difficulties or we are, and I don't think it's us. So everyone, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm Bonnie Albers. I don't like starting off with not great news, but I love my chatters, and I'm so disappointed that they aren't going to be able to be here with us today. I have so much news to tell you. I just want to let you know tomorrow we have a guest. Her name is Melody Harris. She is a flower soul spirit. She works with flower soul spirit medicine. I don't even know if she's an advisor or a medicine woman. It is incredible. She goes all over the country. She's been on many shows, and we're really excited to have her. She helps heal with the energy of flower plant medicine. I so resonate with flowers, so I can't wait. Looking, she has a book coming out, and looking at what she does, we'll give you the website because it is just incredible, and I really can't wait for her to come tomorrow and let us know all about flower plant medicine. So today, because I am looking so forward to it, I asked my guides, well, what would you like me to pick today? And they said, Bonnie, you resonate with your flower therapy deck. And so I have pulled two cards. But before I do that, I'm going to put our sweet and wonderful angel reader, Candy, on. Hi, Candy. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bonnie. How are you today?
I was great till chat went down. So, you know, technical difficulties all over. I just don't know if it's at 8:30 that this all happens, but it was up. And then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, it's down. So I don't know if it's a virus or something that they are not doing, but I can't get a hold of them either. Anyway, I just want to tell you that I am so excited for what you guys talked about yesterday, and I want to thank you and Jerry for taking the show, that I want to participate in that combo too. But first, Candy, I want to tell everybody, since I don't get a chance, to tell everybody that I am a spirit, a psychic spirit medium, an RN, intuitive counselor, and I do this for a living. So you can go to my webpage as you do. You can go to my webpage, BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. I do have a donate button. If you'd like to donate to the show helps you out at all, and you'd like to participate in keeping the show here, I would love any type of donations that you can make, big, little, none, whatever you want to do. I just put it up for people who want to, they ask me, what can I do for you? Donate button is a great idea. The other thing is I do Skype readings. I also do phone readings, and I do. So there you go. And Candy, you do the same. So please tell everybody if they want a reading with the angels, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Well, my website is www.candice.com. And you can set up an appointment there, or you can contact me through steelyellowrose@sbcglobal.net.
Perfect. I got to tell you, girlfriend, I picked up, before we get into our discussion, continue yours from yesterday. You know what? I called in the Blog Talk, and it doesn't even have my – I wonder if Jerry used Blog Talk. I've got to find out. I can't get onto BTR either. So that is my, Blog Talk Radio on Skype, not allowing me to get in. So I've got to fix some of these things. I just can't do it today. And I am really excited that I found that out so that I can have it really, really ready to go for our guest tomorrow at 1. But I have to tell everybody – I picked two cards, and these cards are for somebody in that is listening or in the audience or will hear this show. Usually it's for more than one person. But, you know, I didn't feel the need to pick for my unicorn or my soul journey, and it usually tells me a story. And I might do something a little different, actually, with the callers, you know, when I get them. But I picked two cards from the flower therapy deck, which is bringing flowers. Medicine also for the soul. The first card I picked was patience. It's the begonia, beautiful pinky white with deep, like Barbie pink tips. And it says, your prayers have been heard and they are being answered. Patience. That's what a lot of us don't have. The next card, especially you right now, Candy, and me also. The next card is the bird of paradise. communicate with your angels. Well, Candy, this is a card I had to have pulled for you being on the show. You have, that's what you do. So here we go. And this must be your message. You have the ability to connect with the beings of love who surround you. Communicate with your angels and deliver their heavenly messages to others. I mean, what more can I say, Candy? You don't have any patience about moving, and you need to communicate the message of angels to others, which is what you're doing on the show today. So I think that message was for a lot more people listening, but it really especially was for my angel, Candy. So there are your two cards. Anyway, you discussed colors yesterday. I think that's so interesting. What did you say about colors, Candy? Did you just relate them to the angels?
Well, each color of the seven rays correlates with an archangel, a gem, a candle, a planet, basically everything.
I love this. Is that what you did when people, you know, because I am going to ask, I'm going to tell you what I resonate with, and then we'll go to the callers. But it's so funny because I never decorate with it. I don't really use it a lot, and I don't know why, and I don't look really good in it, so I don't wear it, is yellow. So mm-hmm. I just love the color yellow. It makes me so happy when I look at yellow, and we're going to talk to everybody on about colors and making them happy. But what color, if I tell you my color is yellow, what seven ray am I looking at? What's that? What?
That's Archangel Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
And, which ray is it? Oh, I don't have my chart right up in front of me.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to go into how colors make you feel, but that's your homework for today. Find out what angel, why I like the color yellow. But, I do feel colors change our mood. They make us happy. They make us sad. They make us angry. They make us calm. And so, you know, it is a metaphysical thing because I know hospitals paint their walls a certain color and prisons will not allow certain colors in there. So color is so important. It is in the soul. It brings back soul memory. It lets us know where we've been. And we should always surround, even if you can't put the colors in your home or wear them, because I can't wear yellow, to have something like gemstones or pictures, anything with that color that you can look at during the day and it makes you smile. So, Candy, are you ready to go to the phone line?
Yes.
You're having a tough morning, aren't you? Did you just wake up?
Yes, we did. We woke up late. I had to feed the dog. I had to feed the kitty. You had to feed me. And I wasn't prepared with anything, and it's just like, oh, I need to be here. Okay, the yellow is the third ray of the
seven.
That's
what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because, because the third, remember, yellow is the third chakra. The first
chakra
is red,
right.
The second is orange, and the third
orange
is yellow.
Third is yellow, the fourth is green, the fifth is blue, the sixth is indigo, and the seventh is violet.
Absolutely, our chakra colors. I love that. You know, I'm still looking for a chakra necklace that I can wear, but I don't ever find ones that I really, really resonate with. So I am forever looking. If anybody ever does see, I'm looking for like the gemstones to be like, I can't explain it, going downward like the chakras and not anything else. So I don't want to put it in a circle. I don't, and it's just really hard to find. So the chakra yellow is your solar, is your grounding one, is your root chakra. The second is your, I think, solar plexus. And the third is your.
No. The first is root sacral, solar plex.
Yes.
heart, throat.
No,
third
we're
eye,
missing one. We're missing one. What's the orange? What's the orange one? Which is the second one? Is that the solar? That's not the solar plexus. It's the
sacral.
I'm sorry. So the yellow is the solar plexus. It's where all the feelings, I think, are. So isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So everyone, we're going to ask you what color you resonate with. So be prepared if we call on you that you let us know why you resonate with the color you do. So we're going to go to 512. You are on the morning show with Bonnie and our guest, Candy Emery Potter, or Potter Emery. I do not want to use, you know, I know you like to use one of the names, but let's just say our Candy Cane. 512, you are on with us. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Well, you can hear us. I'm kind of, you know, I'm just getting back from New York, and it has been, I'm going to just say, you know that song, What a Long, Strange Trip It's Been? that's what my trip was. So I'm trying to get everything done, and I don't think my shows are actually going to be like anything that's not going to be on the fly until July, because that's when my life will hopefully settle down a little. But enough about me, because I could always talk about me. What's your favorite color, Melissa?
Green.
Do you resonate with the color green?
Yes, I love it. All greens.
Oh.
Love it.
OMG, Melissa, you know what that is. So let's spit it out. What's the color green?
That's the heart chakra.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I love green, too. I love green. I think it's one of the, you know, I always look at the heart chakra. It's the watermelon stone. It goes from green, dark green, middle green, light green to red, because I love that, you know. But you can tell by your voice that you resonate, one, with the color green and your heart chakra. And you give that heart chakra to everybody. At least you think you do. So I am going to ask you what the question is.
Well, it just so happens to be like a love question, so.
Yeah, well, hey.
Or
what? Just think, my favorite color is feelings, and what do? I talk about feelings. So, of course,
right.
Your color is green, and you're going to talk about love. That's what you're here for. You're actually here. What they're showing me is that you're here for lessons of the heart. So I'm assuming that you've had a lot of trials, tribulations, joys, and sorrows going on with that heart chakra.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. So can I ask what your birthday is?
Sure. April 4th, 1975.
Okay, so you are an Aries? You are either a Pisces or
yes.
an Aries. You're an Aries.
Yes,
Aries. Yes. Okay, well, for you to be here to learn about your heart, you know, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So they say that Aries are like children. They're from 1 to 6. Okay, Pisces are like old men. They're from like 80 to 90. So what you go in with the widest eyes and then are disappointed when things don't work out. And that's what Aries coming in to work on your heart chakra is all about. I hope it's amazing what I see. So what is your question? And I'm going to have Candy participate in this because I know she's chopping at the bit to say something.
Okay. I've had this person just suddenly withdraw from my life, and everything was just so great, and he just suddenly withdrew, and it's been almost 3 months now, and I'm just kind of, I have an idea why, but I'm just kind of wanting to know what the deal is with that.
Okay, well, I know I'm here. Well, Candy, I'm going to say the one word I'm hearing, and then you can take it over. It's whatever you're hearing. I'm hearing, they're showing me the movie Gone Girl. Okay, do you know what Gone Girl is?
I do, but I don't think I've ever seen it.
Okay, well, it usually it doesn't mean the whole movie, but what they're showing me is gone. Like, she was just gone, okay? So that's what, but I feel when you look back at the movie, you can tell the story of why. So for me, looking at when they give me that movie, because it's a pretty intense movie, it's showing me that there were things behind the scenes either you didn't know about or you did, but you're not putting together until, like, you really think about it. So here's when you said you kind of know what was going on. I feel like you do know what's going on. And they're showing me the word true. So what you are thinking, I'm sure, is what happened. But why it happened or why he did this is because, again, you're here to learn lessons of the heart. We finish karma with people. We don't always stay with them. I wonder if you have Venus retrograde in your seventh house, but you were born with Venus retrograde. But we sometimes come in to learn lessons to work off karma with someone. And that's kind of what they're showing me with him. That there was some karmic things you needed to work off with him, and he's not a keeper. So what do you see, Candy?
Well, the first thing that jumped out at me is she's April 4th. That's a double four, which is a very
karmic
high
number.
Angel number, which I'm being directed to read this to you. The angels are with you. They send you the number four to reassure you that they've heard your prayer and are helping you. This is what came through. Again, you may move on. More is coming for you in the summer solstice. So to me, that's telling me that May, June, September in this area, someone's going to be coming in, and I still feel that you may already know them or have seen them, but have looked past them. Does this resonate with you?
Maybe.
You don't know at this time is what you need to
you
say.
Don't know at this time. With the other guy, the big word I wrote down was karma. It was a past karma debt.
Yeah.
So you came in for a few minutes, and that was the payback.
Yeah. I wonder if you have Venus retrograde. Do you know anything about your chart?
I don't.
Okay. I know. You know what I love about you? I even if you're disappointed, and you're thinking about it, I feel like, especially with Aries, they move on. They throw tantrums and then they go charge forth. Aries is the god of war. So what happens is they're like little children. They're mad, they're upset, they fuss, and then all of a sudden they're over it and they charge forward again. And that's what I feel is you. I don't feel like there would be people calling that were devastated. I think down in deep in your heart, you knew that when this happened, that this was not for you. I think you have a really strong guidance system. They're showing me like a compass. So you have a strong compass about your life. And even though we're all about compromise, because, you know, you can't, everybody compromises. As I'm a counselor, so everybody, if you don't compromise, then you're in the wrong life and you shouldn't be on earth. So, or you're learning how to compromise here. So I feel like you know that, and I feel that you do that. So I don't think your compass is off, but I think you have that compass Geiger counter saying, I knew something was wrong, and I knew when this happened, it was going to be permanent. I don't really feel that this gentleman was for you, and I do feel there is somebody coming in. I kind of feel that the next guy coming in is I hear philosopher. So I don't know what that means. It could be somebody who likes reading books, who likes talking about, you know, the earth. He's going to be they're showing me, it's so crazy because I wouldn't even think this, but they're showing me Socrates. Now, I don't know the story of Socrates. It's something you might want to look up, but they're showing me that the next, a deep thinker is what they're saying. Okay. Okay. Hit me over the head. The next guy coming in is going to be more of a deep thinker, but he's checked about it. So you're not going to, you know, you don't have somebody that's going to think and not talk. You actually have somebody who's a philosopher, deep thinker, likes to talk about life, likes to talk about things that are happening in life, and you and him will have the same values and views. I'm excited for you. I think it's not a long time that this gentleman is going to walk in. The summer solstice, Candy saw, is June 21st. The next solstice would be in September. So what she's saying is between June and September, which were the right dates, you're going to pick up, meet, or feel someone. She thinks it's from your past. You know, the really cool thing is if it's at the summer solstice and you're actually right on the summer solstice, you have Mercury and Mars retrograde, which means past, going back to the past. So you can look to see. I'm not always loving past relationships. I think they're past for a reason. But it could be, like Candy said, somebody that you're not looking at, that you already know, that hasn't come up yet to, like, be, oh, my goodness, he's interested in me. Or, oh, my goodness, I never thought about him. Or, wow, I've known him for a long time and I never thought of him that way. So I don't feel like you know right now. I don't feel that, or it's going to be from a past life, that you just recognize him and say, wow, we just, like, it's the craziest thing, Bonnie. I called the show and Candy and you told me, but it's like we've been together forever. So they're showing me that scene. So whoever you're going to meet next is karmically linked to you, whether you know it, you feel it, or you actually know him from the past. But it's going to be a good relationship. And I feel like they're saying final. So this will be a good match for you, and you won't be looking around after this.
Huh. Well, great.
Just from the color green. Do you have anything else, Candy? I'll move to the next caller.
Melissa, how far are you into your metaphysical world?
Pretty far into it.
That's what I'm picking up.
Well, you can read for me. You can read for me. What do you have to say to me?
Well, I mean, I still have, like, a lack of confidence, you know.
Okay. Well, stop that because it doesn't do you any good, and it doesn't do people around you any good. Now, I know you kind of have to, you know, keep it on the down low with some people, I think. That's maybe why, but you're really a deep thinker and you can do this. You could give me a message, but you just choose not to. So next time, choose to do it.
Okay.
All right. Or Thrill Carter.
All right.
Have a great day.
Have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're All welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Yes. Oh, she's got a lot of gifts and talent. Yes. And you know what? She could give us a message. You listen to me. Next time you call up, you got to have a message for us. 330, you are on with Bonnie and Candy. And a good message, please. Hi. 330.
Hello.
You're on. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Who are we speaking with? Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fabulous. What is your favorite color? What color does floats your boat? What color do you resonate with?
Well, I'm really torn about that because I really like lots of colors, but I would say probably yellow.
You took my color, honey. Well, first of all, I want to tell you, I do too. When people used to ask me what color, I used to say yellow, green, pink, chartreuse, hot pink. I used to go all violet, purple. I could not figure it out. But I do know that there is one color that I, if I look in my eye, I see it, that makes me the happiest, even though all
yeah.
colors resonate with me. So you and I have the same, we both resonate with the third chakra, which is the solar plexus. That's all about feelings, honey. All about feelings. Mm-hmm. So now I know a little bit more about you. Candy, go ahead. You can continue that yellow.
Okay. And that's Archangel Jophiel. She's the angel of beautiful thoughts.
Hmm.
How about that?
I like that.
So what's going to happen is, what is your name again?
Sandy.
Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to remember here. I've got to tell you something, Sandy. Your question, if your resonate with yellow, has got to be about feelings. Was it about feelings?
Yes, partly. Yes.
Okay, go ahead and ask us. You can ask us.
Okay. Well, my husband and I have been kind of through a rough period, and we currently live in Ohio. I'm retired. He's still working. We just bought a house in South Carolina, and we're looking to move sometime in the near future. He'll have to find a job there. But I guess part of my question is, is everything okay with us now? And, you know, is he going to find a job there? And is that, you know, what's going to happen to us?
Well, I got to tell you, I do feel you'll make it. I'm hearing you'll make it. So I do see that rough patch. Okay. I believe that both of you are in this for the long haul, even with the difficulties you've gone through. I don't think either one of you really wants to start over is what I'm hearing. So
okay.
I believe that with rough, there's reasons people go through rough patches, and usually it's to teach them something about themselves. It's not the other person, it's about themselves. So I believe that you, for some reason, I see you talking it out. And are you a big talker, or he's a big talker? Because I feel like this is how it's being resolved, is that you are both coming to the conclusion that if you don't talk out what's going to happen next and what happened and the rough patch and the communication and all kinds of, you know, issues, that you know that it's going to be destined to not work. So I feel that both of you are really trying to make this work, and you're talking about it. Am I on the right path here?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about a little bit they're saying about forgiveness. Now, I don't know why I'm talking about this, so I am going to give you the message that forgiveness is why we're here, to love, forgive, not judge, and when obstacles come in your way, and this isn't a lecture, but this is what I'm listening to, when obstacles come in your way, that they're there for a reason. They're there to make your soul grow. And you two are doing a good job so far of making your souls grow. So I'm assuming that this is a major milestone and a major challenge in your life. Okay, I'm feeling and hearing the word depression. So I'm not sure which one, but I'm feeling that there's some depression about this issue or about what's going to go on, or somebody is not feeling totally whole. So do I see you moving to South Carolina? Yeah, I do feel that you are going to move. And I feel like it's weird because I feel you both have one hand in another hand. So I see you two walking together, like down a road, like it's got a little bit of a hill on it. And I think that you both are walking down this road. So I see, where you are building a house, does it have like, is it on like a little bit of a mountain or a little bit of a higher level? So I could see you walking downward.
Well, it's actually near the ocean, about 30 minutes from the ocean. But we are
higher. We're in the northern part of it.
Okay.
So to get to the ocean, we would be walking down.
Yes, that's what I see. It's not a big mountain. It's not like a big, you know, it's just walking down. And I feel like when they show me, your backs are to me and you're holding hands. What that means is that you've overcome and you're still, you know, talking about life to go forward. So I do feel like you're going to be there. I do think you're going to make it through this crisis. It is not going to be easy. Okay. But I think the two of you are old enough, wise enough. This is what they're saying. Old enough, wise enough, and smart enough to know that it has to work for the two of your goals towards the end of your dreams, meaning, you know, you're not 20, to be achieved.
Okay.
So what do you see, Candy? Go ahead. Well, let's Candy. I want to hear what Candy has to say.
Okay, Sandy, the first thing that I heard from Spirit when I heard your voice, I wrote the word south down. Then I heard traveling, wondering if you were considering traveling for a new job. And that is even before you said you were considering going for, you know, down to South Carolina and all that. So I believe that you will be going down there. Spirit is saying you will. And you have to look at it like it's a new challenge, a new life, a new adventure. Just an example, my husband and I are going through the same thing, but we're moving from the south to the north. So I know it's hard at our ages to do something like that, but just look at it as a new adventure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I really don't plan on finding a job. I want to really work with the sea turtles and do some dreams that I've always had about that, mm-hmm. but I'm concerned about my husband finding a job because he's really not ready to retire yet. He's 6 years younger than I am. So
there's no problem there. I see no
problem. I don't see any problem.
There's no
either.
Problem.
If they show me you were they show me you walking down that hill and you're in South Carolina, North Carolina, wherever you bought. And you're holding hands, then I would assume that everything is, you know, to me, I guess assuming isn't something you want to do, but I feel, yes, there'll be a job for him there.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so lift your head up high, smile, make it work, and I feel he's willing to, so, you know, so go for it, because I have to tell you, and they're showing me grass. So grass always looks greener on the other side to people, and not so much you, but maybe him. And the thing is that really making it work, strong ties, strong foundation, strong family feelings are what we're all about here. So I feel you've got it and you commend it, but, you know, I believe that you got a road to go. And if you're willing, and I feel he is, I know you guys are going to make it.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I don't want anybody resonating with my color. I just want Jophia. No, I'm only kidding. 904. I'm so selfish. Oh, my goodness gracious. I have got to say hello to this gentleman. Jerry.
Hello.
Jerry. Jerry.
I called in for a reading, please.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm so excited because guess what? We're finishing. Jerry, I can't get on my BTR Skype. Did you come in on your name yesterday or did you just press BTR?
Just press BTR. I didn't come in. It wouldn't work on my name.
Well, it's okay. It can work on my name. Did you have to put in anything?
Nope.
Okay, so it must be them because we don't have any, we don't even have a chat room today. Okay, Jerry, well, you know what? We're finishing up what you started yesterday, and I love what you picked. So now we're going to try it on you. So
okay.
What is your favorite, what's your favorite color, Jerry?
Blue.
Blue skies, everything for you. I see clouds and blue, light blue. I actually don't see dark blue. I see a light blue, which is weird. So
yeah.
And you know what? Blue is your throat chakra, which is
yep.
not light blue, but it goes there. And so it's all about communication and how you communicate with others. Blue is the what ray, Candy?
Blue is the fifth ray.
Okay, how do you resonate with numbers since you can read yourself? What's the number five mean, Jer? What's five mean?
It's different for me because in the Native American numerology, five is the bear, the big, strong, intuitive bear. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
that's me necessarily, but the bear is all about listening to the inner voice. It's the inner strength rather than the outer strength.
Well, honey, that is you. I mean, totally you. So the reading that you gave yourself is it actually matches the one we are going to do. So guess what? You get a free question, Jerry. Please ask us what you want to know.
I would really just like to see what you generally pick up in the energy around it. Could be either around my work or just what do you feel might be coming in between now and, say, the end of April?
Well, the first word, and I'm not going to be happy with you, the first one I'm hearing is a new contract.
Right.
So are
okay.
you doing something new? Are you trying to put out something new? Because either I feel that there's going to be a new business endeavor that you are going to, you're looking at. I didn't even look at this for you, Jerry, but I feel that something that you have been working on, maybe not telling anybody or just keeping, you know, you might have told people, but it's not really, or somebody's coming in new to ask you to do something, but I see a new contract. Are you working on anything?
Not particularly. I'm streamlining the business side of things because it needs it. Although I launched Soul Shadows, which because I felt that was a good energy, it's still, I'm tweaking things a little bit. So I'm not aware of a contract. If somebody wants to step in and offer me a contract for zillions of dollars, who am I to argue?
Oh, no, I'm going to get that. You are going to only make a little zillion dollars, okay? I'm going to make the zillion dollars, but I'll share. So I just feel about work, I feel you're on, and I'll let Candy answer this, but I feel you're on the, and I don't use this word, but I think you do, you're on the precipice of
uh-huh.
something new. Some
oh,
a breakthrough,
right.
And I feel that your business is going to take a different direction, Jerry. And I don't. That's just what they're saying. A different direction. You're going to be guided, and I feel like it's going to go further than April, though. I feel that April for you is going to be a little bit of a slowdown. I don't know why, because I guess it's the retrograde, which is what all of us are feeling. But I feel that they're showing me the number three. So it's either 3 weeks or 3 months
mm-hmm.
that you'll be in a totally – you're going to be picking up a different business direction because I hear new contract. So I don't know what that means. What are you picking up? Are you picking up anything, Candy?
Oh,
of course,
good
he's our
Lord.
Dumbledore. he's our Dumbledore. What could we say to him?
First, I pick up Archangel Haniel around him.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to go to Archangel Gabriel, which is white, because he's just like pure source. The bear, what I got with that is strength, virtue, intuitive, source. Then I got break before the storm. You're going to have, like what she said, a little break, and then the storm's going to hit. And then I have blooming flowers. Things are coming out in full force. Just a second, please.
Are you crying?
No, she's sneezing.
Oh.
And the summer solstice is going to be a huge, huge for you this year.
Wonderful.
Then I pulled a card for you. Emotional. Sensitive. Honor and respect your deep sensitivity as it is a gift to all of us, which is totally true because your sensibility and your senses that you show other people, the way you what is the word? Emphasize with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And show them respect, show them honor, and guide them is a gift to everybody, all mankind.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, it doesn't say anything about being a rooster there, though, does it?
No. A significant change is occurring, always for the better. It's a good idea to call upon heaven for help with these changes.
Yeah, I agree with that totally.
Do you know what, Jerry? I keep hearing the word cosmic, and I keep seeing book pages, like, flipping. So I don't know why, and you know, I always felt that you were going to put out something, although that's always, and when people say that to me, I always say, yeah, and there's nothing I'm putting out. But I feel that there's something coming your way, cosmic something, and I can't figure it out. The cosmic universe, like how to heal in the cosmic universe. There's something about what you're going to put down that's going to be the word cosmic is going to be a big topic for you. Are you putting any? I know you do the magazine. Are you putting in anything together like a book?
I've been told many times. You mentioned it yourself, Bonnie, about there should be a book, and I've been told since I don't know when that there's supposed to be a book. The book, if it's there as I do, I will wait to be told the book needs to be started. I've written that word cosmic down because I like the word. So I will, as I always do, I will offer it up to spirit and see what comes forth. And if I'm meant to be writing something, I will be writing. But I know there's something there. The magazine is just it's just like a taster, I feel. But
yeah. It is. I just see a contract, Jerry. I don't, I mean, you know, I hate when people use that word and people get awfully, you know, excited about it, but they're saying new contract. So it's coming, and I don't know whether it's for the magazine, about the magazine, with your maybe Reiki, with what you're doing with healing, or what you're doing, you know, on the radio or TV. All I feel is, and they're not showing me, is a new contract is coming. I see you, your business is going to be fine. I don't feel you're going to be lacking business at all. So I just feel that you're interested in a different direction, which is really weird because what direction you do everything. But I think you're going to be pulled in a different direction. And I can't wait to see what that direction is. So,
yeah, I should look forward to that.
Yeah, what are
Jerry,
you, can I ask? Oops, go ahead. No, go ahead, Candy.
Jerry, I just wrote down Stonehenge and Druism.
It's nothing that I've ever connected with, Candy, to be honest. It's not anything that I resonate with.
Or maybe there is a new person that's going to be coming into your life that is a druid.
Because
I'm seeing Stonehenge,
that,
an old
Druism.
Okay,
I'll bear that in mind.
Might be possible.
Okay, I'll hold on to that. Thank you.
All right, I need another question, Jerry. For some reason, they're saying another question. Like, you've got to be more pointed. Did you, is there something you want to know, like, directly? Like, your shed, is it going to stay up? Yes.
My shed is fine. Am I going to be able to have the quality downtime to get out during the warmer weather?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, she's saying.
Well, you want my. No, you want the truth. The truth is this. The truth is that I'm hearing the word no, but I'm not hearing it because you're going to not. It's not because you're saying, am I going to have the time? No, they're showing me no. Are you going to have to make the time? Yes. So what that means to me is that you're going to be very busy, that life is going to take you in a different direction that you're going to be excited about, and you're not going to think about your energy being drained nor a vacation. But what I'm hearing is, no, you're going to be busy, no time for it, but make time for it. It's you in the 3D world that has to do that.
Okay, I will rephrase the question. Will I have the energy to make the time and therefore be able to enjoy the time that I have made?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I have to tell you, I feel that they're telling me that Val is going to really love this time too. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, oh, yes. Now, that doesn't... Now, I tell you what, that is very good, Bonnie, because she said something to me whilst I was on my lunch break that was very, very relevant, and you have just hit it right on the head.
Yeah, I know I have. So I didn't know how to say it. I didn't know because, you know, something...
No, that's very good. No,
okay, well...
Here, you psychic. So...
Well, sometimes. I don't know about this week, though. This week is just, I have a question for you that you're on, because it's going to be tough to take another person. So I am going to keep you on the air. So, both you and Candy know this question because Lauren keeps bugging me. She has surgery on the 21st and she thinks she's not going to pull through. I'm hoping on this air you're going to tell me rubbish.
The numerology on the 21st, the 21st of April you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
Is an absolutely perfect day for your daughter. She is going to be under the best possible care. The person or the surgeon who's doing the procedure, he knows, this guy knows what he's doing. He has a huge amount of respect within his profession. He's very caring. A lot of people could say that some surgeons or whatever or would do it just because of the... this guy is actually quite the opposite. His bedside manner, in quotes, is really very good. And particularly the numerology on the day, it's absolutely massively positive. And I'm not just saying that.
I appreciate that because because for some reason, and she keeps thinking her heart isn't going to survive, that she has something wrong with her heart. And I'm like, what?
No, I don't pick that up. That is her natural anxiety, because when you have an anxiety attack, your heart flutters a little bit, and that's what she's doing. She's having little pre-op panic attacks.
Okay. That's
all
it is. Listen, thank you, Jerry, because, you know, I have to sit there, and Candy knows, I have to sit there for 4 hours of surgery. What's funny is, I don't know if I told you this, but I asked this guy to put Lauren first, because... One, I know her anxiety, and two is I want it done before noon. And so he said to me, why do you want it first? And I said, because astrologically, I want it first. And he goes, well, Bonnie, we don't look at patients like that. You know, if the person I put first, which you put somebody in front of her, is a diabetic, I can't take your daughter first because the stars are telling you. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you this. If you don't put her first and anything doesn't look perfect, you know, you will be thinking about what I said. And I could see his face, Jerry, and I thought, he's going to put her first. He's going to think of anything, unless this guy's a diabetic in front of her, and then I totally understand. But I am really excited, but I have to sit there by myself and listen to this, you know, because it's 3 to 4 hour surgery, and it's in his, you know, he has like a surgical suite in his office, but I have to sit there because I'm the only one in Philadelphia with her. So I just know what I'm going to have to do to probably get her, you know, they'll have to give her a Xanax. I don't know.
But the point is that you know really what's going on because, you know, you are a nurse.
Yeah.
So, you know, you know roughly what is going to be happening. You know what happens pre-op. You know what will happen post-op.
Yeah.
So really, you know, you're in a very good position. Just the problem is, of course, you're her mum, so you're going to naturally be worried.
Yeah.
About her, yeah. But she'll be fine. She's got so many angels around her. She tell you what, nothing's going to go wrong here.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. I love that. I'm so excited. I'm glad I asked you to put it on the air because so she can listen to this. And even if I don't go crazy myself. So, and you know, I've got to tell you that, you know, next week, since you've got this down pat, you know that I'm going to be gone after Monday again for the remainder of the week. And how did the rerun shows go? Because if you don't put chat up, nobody goes in there. So I wonder how that worked. Did you listen to see if the show went up?
I didn't have a chance to, but I understand the first one did, but the one which again was on a Friday had a problem.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with 8:30 in the morning shows.
Do
you have any feeling? Do you have any feeling? Because none of my 8:30 in the morning shows can I get chat, and they keep saying there's nothing wrong.
Well, there is. I just feel it's a glitch in the system, but it's to do with the time, and that's all it is. It's to do with the time.
Yeah, maybe because if I do it at 9 o'clock, actually they're going to be in the office, so I'm, you know, might change the show. Even though I love the idea of an 8:30 show, I might do 9 o'clock just so I know that the show chat room will go up.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be fine.
How did you like taking the show, Jerry? I heard you were a pro.
As long as I did Bonnie Alba's On Air justice, I'm happy. And if I can do it again, I'll be even more happy because it was great fun, wasn't it, Candy? We loved it.
Yes, it was.
Well, listen, you have 2 weeks of doing that, so you can pick whatever. I think next week and the week after, I won't be home. Again, I'll be in somebody's house or a hotel room, and I don't know how much that show is going to go up. Monday, you know, May is a pretty open month. So I'll be able to do the shows. And then June comes along and I'm in the same boat. I don't think the shows are really going to be up, like, you know, and running like they do until probably July, mid-July. But I have to ask you a question that is going to be exciting for me. So, you know, tomorrow, Jerry, we've got this lady and she does plant spirit medicine. She's a plant spirit medicine healer. Isn't that crazy? Because I always use my plant cards, my flower therapy deck. So she's going to actually tell you how to heal that each plant medicine or plant, I don't know, spirit of the plant relates to a season. And like we're in spring, so things with the liver, you should be doing liver cleanses and things with like gallbladder you should be doing. So it is going to be quite interesting show, and I hope that you're able to join us tomorrow.
I will do my utmost. I'm sure I can do.
I love it. Well, I have got to thank you. Jerry, please tell everybody, because I don't think you do enough. You do this for a living. You do a lot of things for a living. Can you tell everybody in the next 90 seconds what you do, how, and where they can actually reach you if they should need a reading, healing, Reiki, you do hypnotherapy. Also, I've been asked, do you do past life regressions? You do.
I do indeed. I'm trained in hypnotherapy. People who know the different levels, I'm actually trained to level 5, so, and that includes past life regression.
Well, can you do that on Skype? Like, you know, people who ask, can you do it on Skype?
Can do.
Okay, well, that's something we need to put out there because I've been asked several times. And I know that you're a hypnotherapist, but everyone, Jerry also does and has been doing past life regressions. Jerry, give them how to get a hold of you, please.
Please email me at jerry at either senseofknowing.co.uk or jerry@soulshadows.co.uk, or find me on Facebook or Twitter or social media in general. I'm all over the place. So please, best way is go to the websites and fill in the contact form at the end of the websites.
You are so fabulous. You're, like I said, I have never seen anybody with the talent that you have. I only thank you. I thank Candy for being with me, and you all, you just rock the show, and I am so grateful and glad that you are part of us. So I want to thank you. We have 23 seconds left. Jerry, I have
one last word for Jerry.
Jerry.
They're bringing up gopher. So I don't know if it's a you got a gopher in your garden or for the totem?
I understand. Okay. I got it. I understand.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we have 10 seconds. Thank you, everybody. We will see you back here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Hopefully, we will have chat up. Thank you again. Tomorrow is Melody Harris, Spirit Plant Medicine. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.